Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Hello everyone and welcome to the program. Every year or so, we focus on the topic of transmission meditation, which is the main activity of our groups worldwide. I'm going to begin by reading out the description taken from the Share International website. Do you want to help the world and build a stronger connection with your own spiritual nature? Transmission meditation is the simplest way to do both at the same time, says Benjamin Krem. It is the simple group meditation, providing both a means of service to the world and powerful personal spiritual development. Introduced by Mr. Krem in 1974, it is now practiced throughout the world. Transmission meditation is a group service activity which steps down the great spiritual energies that continually stream into our planet. During transmission, the Masters of Wisdom direct these energies from the spiritual planes through the energy centers, also called chakras, of the group members in a highly scientific manner. This process, which makes the energies more useful to humanity and the other kingdoms in nature, is similar to that of electrical transformers, which step down the power between generators and household outlets. Based on their wise understanding of our world, the masters redirect these stepped down energies to wherever they are most needed at that moment in time. In response to these energies, for example, nations that have been enemies for centuries may now find they can talk together around a table and peacefully work out solutions. Transmission meditation is safe, scientific, non-denominational, and extremely potent. It will not interfere with any other religious or spiritual practice. In fact, it will enhance your personal meditation and any other service activities in which you may be engaged. Many people find they can experience and demonstrate love more easily. Others report that their mind is more stimulated and creative. Some people receive healing spontaneously during the transmissions. As people make contact with that higher aspect of themselves, the soul, they begin to feel the need to be of service to others. This inclination to serve brings them into contact with people and circumstances where this soul purpose can be put to practical use. Service is most potent when performed in group formation. As this relates to meditation, it is known that far greater energy can be handled by groups than by individuals meditating alone. Thus, transmission meditation offers a unique opportunity to serve humanity, working with others right where you are. There are hundreds of transmission groups around the world meeting on a regular basis. You may join an existing group in your local area or form your own group. You can start simply by inviting a few friends of like interest to meet with you regularly. All you need is the intention to do so and the desire to serve. There is never any fee to participate. A group may begin with as few as three people, or even two. Once a routine is established, it often becomes a special and important point of focus in each individual's life. The group should choose a day and a time and stick to it. This enables the masters to know that a group can be depended upon to be available at a set time and allows the transmission group's energy to be easily integrated into the master's greater work. Some groups prefer to begin by playing a tape of one of the messages from Maitreya given through Benjamin Krem, which releases Maitreya's energies, or by reading a message aloud. Other groups limit their activity to the actual transmission. So how to conduct the transmission? To link the group with the Masters of Wisdom, we say the great invocation aloud together. And the invocation is a non-denominational prayer used by millions throughout the world to call forth the spiritual energies of light, love, and will. No special expertise in meditation is required in order to transmit energy. All that is needed is alignment between the physical brain and the soul, or higher self. This is achieved by focusing the attention on the Ajna center, the energy center between the eyebrows, and simultaneously sounding the mantra Om silently, inwardly. As the attention wanders, gently sound the Om again and refocus on that center. Do not meditate on the Om, just use it to bring your attention back. All we are asked to do is maintain this alignment. The masters do the work of transmitting the energies. Simplicity is the keynote. In the beginning, you may wish to establish a specific length of time for the transmission, e.g. 1 hour. But once the group is established, it is recommended that the transmission continue until the energy flow ceases. Participants should feel free to leave whenever they wish, trying not to disturb those who are staying on. Meeting on the physical plane adds an X factor of potency to the work, which is greater than can be achieved by individuals linking up mentally, or for example via Zoom. So, what happens during transmission? The masters direct energies from the spiritual planes through the energy centers or chakras of the group members down to the mental levels where they become more accessible to humanity. The group literally serves as a point of entry for the energies to reach humanity and stimulate human progress. These energies are conditioned by the focused minds of the masters who are sending them and who know where they are most needed and in what precise balance and potency to bring about the desired effects. The group should not attempt to direct the energies to any person, group, or country they think could benefit. It is enough that we act as positive, poised mental channels through which the energies can be sent in a highly scientific manner. Unlike other forms of meditation, transmission is totally under the control of the masters. They are experts and will not send through your centers more energy than you can safely take. However, it is recommended that children under the age of 12 not take part in a transmission group, as their energy centers are not yet sufficiently developed and could be harmed. In addition, people with a history of heart problems or mental or emotional illness may find these energies are too stimulating. And so with the brief introduction or information on the website, which I've just read out, your group will be able to do transmission meditation. However, to better understand this scientific process and how to become more proficient meditators, We recommend that you read the book Transmission, A Meditation for the New Age by Benjamin Krem. And that's freely downloadable in PDF format from the website. And there's also some videos that are welcome, that are visible, I should say, on the website. And the URL is share-international.org. And if you want to visit the New Zealand website, or web page on the website about transmission meditation, the URL is transmission.org.nz. And there you'll find a list of groups around New Zealand. And in Auckland, we have two active groups at present, one in Epsom and one in Glenfield. Both meet in the evenings. There is another potential group in Howick, should anyone in that area be interested in giving it a go. So now, moving on to a couple of questions and answers. This is from the book Transmission, A Meditation for the New Age. And the first question goes as follows. Since it is not everyone's cup of tea to take part in a transmission meditation group, how do you know whether you are fit or not? Only by practice. That is really a process of self-selection. You go to a transmission group or form a group and do it a few times, and either you are attracted by it and find it useful, satisfying, and really rather pleasurable, or you find it such a terrible bore that you never go back. There is no glamour. There is nothing to talk about. There are no stories, no gurus, no devotion. It is a purely objective, scientific process. It is work, a job. You can do it in any degree of intensity, up to 3 times a week for 3 or 4 hours. Of course, not everyone can maintain that intensity or rhythm. And so it tends to be a self-selective process. Those who cannot do it, keep away. Those for whom it is natural tend to be the ones who do it. So, and another side note, most of the groups you'll find around the world tend to meditate for a maximum of 2 hours. And if that's too long for you, people are quite happy for you to leave early as long as you're quiet. Back to this answer. This is an act of service. It is service given to you on a plate. Many people today want to serve. People say, I long to serve, but I don't know how to begin. Well, there is a world to save. There are millions of people starving in the world. There are countless millions who are poverty-stricken and so on. There is a whole world to change and save and transform. So you do not have to go further than next door to serve. You do not have to go further than your transmission meditation room to serve. It is service given to you. The simplest, easiest form of service that exists. I can vouch for its effectiveness and its simplicity, but it is not for everyone, because some people want more. They want to have something to talk about. For example, where am I? Who am I? Does my guru love me? Does he not love me? Is he a higher or lower guru? Is he bigger or lesser than so-and-so? Did you get that marvelous feeling when he looked at you? And so on. There is nothing in the transmission work like that. It is a pure act of service to the world, and so it tends to be self-selecting. Here's a very short question and answer. If a person is close to esotericism, can the energetic contact in transmission meditation be established? Mr. Krem's reply, most certainly. This is a scientific process and is not dependent on belief or academic knowledge. Now the question, is it necessary to have reached a certain level to profit by and serve through transmission meditation? There is a self-selecting process at work in that only those sufficiently evolved to want to serve will be attracted to transmission meditation. But that provision aside, no special expertise or experience is required to transmit the hierarchical energies in this way. Next question. Are there moods or mental states which prevent one from having useful transmissions? Yes, conditions of anguish, anger, fear, in other words, strong emotional astral reactions are not conducive to the kind of soul alignment which is necessary for the transmission. On the other hand, If you can make the alignment despite the emotional disturbance, you will find that the spiritual energies will be very conducive to neutralizing that state of mind. And another question, what is the significance of coming together physically to transmit the energy rather than mentally connecting with other people as in triangles meditation? Masters use groups because more energy can be safely passed through a group and at a higher potency than through the same number of separate individuals. The aim is to form a transmission group through which X plus some factor of energy can be sent rather than just X through separate individuals. For example, if one person were in New Jersey, another in New York, and I were in London, and we did not know each other but were all acting as transmitters of energy, the masters could send through each of us a certain amount of energy, whatever our centers could stand. But if we were to come together as a group, we would form a triangle. The masters would send the energy through that triangle, which would potentize the energy. It would not be simply 1 plus 1 plus 1. It would be 1 plus 1 plus 1, plus a factor of potentization by the circulation of energy around the centers of all three of us. When you have a group of more than three, there are multiple numbers of such triangles, which then create other geometrical formations. It is an enormously complicated science, complicated geometrical formations utilizing the centers of the individuals in the group. There are important added factors on many levels in the physical coming together of the group. It also adds a dimension of vitality to the transmission, which would otherwise be lacking. It adds a dimension to the identity of the group as a group. It contributes to the growth of the group's soul, which is a long-term process. It creates a bond of love among the group members, which is, of course, the best thing you can do for yourself and the group. It is very important to come together in this way from the energetic and psychological point of view, for the nurturing of the group as a unit of consciousness and as a vehicle for the love of the Christ now and in the coming time. Another side note, we do have Zoom meditations, having said all that, because not everyone is near a group or has transport to get to a group. And again, if you go to the New Zealand website, transmission.org.nz, you'll find information about the bi-weekly Zoom meditations there. Next question. If a transmission meditation group member cannot attend on a particular occasion, can he or she plug into the group? If a member cannot attend for an important reason, then he or she can mentally link up with the group. Visualize the group sitting in its usual place. Visualize the individual members of the group and see yourself sitting as a member of that group. When you say the great invocation, you will find that you are linked to the transmission and the group will proceed almost as if you were there. But you should not do it too often. It is difficult to form a group identity when you only occasionally meet each other. Another question, if only two people are interested in forming a transmission group, what should we do? Then you will have transmission meditation with two people. It is possible to do transmission by yourself also, but of course only so much energy can be placed through one person or through two people. Being a triangle potentizes the energies out of all recognition. You may mentally link up with other groups which are meeting at the same time. There are transmission groups now over much of the world. Transmission is fundamentally taking place on the soul level. Whenever and wherever you are doing it, you will be linked into a chain of light which is being formed by the Christ and the Masters throughout the world on the soul level. That is probably all we can read to you today. Thank you very much for listening. Check out the website if you want more information, chair-international.org, or email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.